walked up the stairs now and we came here. And what is the sunnah dua to read when climbing up? Who of us read it now when we came up? That is all what the sunnah is. And now we don't have to make more bayan. The sawwuf is only to make ma'lumat, convert it into ma'mula. And that we know all the du'as, everything we know. But when it comes to practice, then really if we check, this happened a few years ago, we were in the island Madagascar, Indian Ocean Islands. And one man invited us all for meals. And there was a jamaat from Bombay, I think, from India. So we all, and then it came to my mind, we just started meals, and I asked all who read Bismillah. And they all said, no, we didn't read, we forgot. So from that time, I now got this illness, spiritual illness, that whenever we sit to eat, I check a little bit, that who is reading Bismillah. Because you can see the lips moving. And I find perhaps not even 1% who read Bismillah. Even if it is ulama, even if it is Sufiya, even if it is Tabligh people, I find hardly anyone. And much more less than even 1% after eating to read the dua, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi Aqamana wa Saqana. Or any other dua, they have plenty of duas after the famous dua, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi Aqamana wa Saqana. And many times I ask us, and all say, no, we did not keep. Qari Amir Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was in Harbour, Qari Fahad al-Sheikh Rahmatullah, he once was by us in Azadah, so in his bayan, he said, what is the sawwuf? That we all know we have to read Yasin Sharif every day, but we are not to start to read it. That is the sawwuf. We all know we must read Quran Sharif daily. We are all ulama sitting here. Many must be hafiz also. But if we ask ourselves, today did I read Quran Sharif tilawat? Then perhaps we will admit that no, I did not read. To salawat or Nabi sallallahu, how important it is. And if we ask ourselves, today did I read one time even salawat? And most probably, all of us are such that if we ask to make bayan on salawat without mutala, without muraja'a il al kutub, we will be able to make very good bayan. But to read salawat, did we read that? That is what is called deen. And for example, istighfar, which is so important, so much fazail of istighfar. On the one side, we commit sin, not wholesale, not like making in one factory, but like many factories we are committing to. Our condition is such that even in our ta'at, there is sin involved. Like for example, we are making salah, ta'at, but waqtat in our salah. And many times we are thinking very bad things also in our salah. And many other things also. We're making tilawat, and in that we are thinking very many bad things. So in our thought also, there is some sin. And istighfar, not even one istighfar. Sin is plenty. And istighfar, hardly. So all this is basically, that has to come into our life. And that is what is in the domain, in the department of what is called Khanpa, the soul of Islam. This is what it is. To bring that into our lives. We know it. We go in Jamaat, so many sunnahs we learn, and in Jamaat we practice them. But when we come home, we leave them in the Jamaat, lock it up there. And we don't practice. In our study of Deen, our Kutub, we study whole of Deen. Sahih Kitab, Sahih Bukhari, any other Sahih Jami' Kitab, has got whole of the whole Quran Sharif is that. Tafsir we did. But the amal, how much is in our life? That is where, that is what we have to see. So, and also, Inna Deena Inda Allahi Islam. If we have to translate that, then we are ulama. We're called ulama. Allah make fazl on us. But anyway, we will translate it most probably that the deen by Allah is Islam. And that is not really translation. We're using the same Arabic words. Like one person was asked to translate Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He said, Ya'ani, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So that is no translation. So deen is an Arabic word. Islam is an Arabic word. So the real proper deen, there are two translations. One is religion, and that is not the proper translation. And the non-Muslims today in the world, they want us also to accept that the deen, the translation, religion. In that case, what it means, like if we are all in a meeting, whatever meeting, business, political, anything, and the time for prayer comes, then Muslim will go to masjid, Hindu will go to temple, Christian will go to church, Jew will go to synagogue. So that's your private religion. But when you come back to the meeting, then don't bring religion in the meeting. Leave religion there in your church, in your masjid. Don't bring it here. That is religion, your private matter. But the correct translation, the proper broad translation, way of life. Deen, a way of life. So we have got a way of, even if it's politics, even if it is business, even if it is sports, even if it is a social function, our way of life, then we say Islam, we just translate Islam with Islam, that means total surrender to Allah. That we don't have our choice, how I will make the wedding. How Allah wants me to make the wedding, I will do it according to it. I don't have a choice if I want to stay fit and do some exercise, that what kind of sports, what kind of clothes I will wear in the sports. I don't have a choice. What Allah has told me, I will do that. So that is religion. Also another point on this, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Is that this ayat, ayat of the Quran Sharif, and all other ayats also, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, all that, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ, all these are ayat of the Quran. And Quran Sharif was revealed 1400 years ago. So that Islam which Allah is speaking, total surrender to Allah, is not 21st century Islam, not 15th century Islam, not our version of Islam, but that Islam, مَاَنَ عَلِيهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ, that Islam. Today we have many models of Islam, Turkish model, we have Saudi model, Salafi model, we have Shi'irani model, we have all many models of Islam and very many versions of Islam. No Pakistani version is accepted, no Indian version, no Malaysian, no Indonesian, only one version, مَاَنَ عَلِيهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ. And they are everywhere. Alhamdulillah, India, Pakistan, Malaysia, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, مَاَنَ عَلِيهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ is still today, جَمْنِ غَفِيرٍ, is still today, سَوَادِ عَزِمٍ. They are there. The enemies make it sound like other people are more Shia Zatuma, Salafi Zatuma, it's not that. So Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are still most active, and they are everywhere. And that is one international group. That is not a Malaysian group, that is not an Indian group, not a Pakistani group. It is one, the international. So that deen has to be within our lives. So that is what we have to make effort for, to bring that deen within us. And that is all what is. The soul is nothing else. People have got different ideas about the soul, and many of them are not to be blamed. There is one friend of ours, Maulana Sa'id, in Geelong, in Malab. So one time he told me he was invited by Libyan government for the Sawuf conference. So young man, so he said, I'm getting a free ticket, I can go see Libya, why not take the offer? He was not into Sawuf, he had nothing to do, but a free ticket, let me go. So he went, and he went to the conference also. And what he saw there, 99% are all Ahl Bid'at and Khurafat, Shirkiyat, Rusumat, people who worship the Qabr, people who ask the people of the Qabr for their needs and all things like that. And when time for Maghrib Salah came, Qaddafi, He made Madrid Salah, Imam. But he made Syria. What will he be for me? So he made Syria. And at that time, all the media, the TV, all the people are in the mihrab, on the minbar, and all TV cameras and all that. So if that is the tasawwuf, we will first say that is haram. That is not, there is no place for such tasawwuf. So many Arab ulama got in their mind that the tasawwuf is all those things. So if that is the tasawwuf, we got nothing to do with that. The tasawwuf which we are talking about, ala min haji rasul, according to the teaching of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which the Quran has explained in detail. And what is that? Tazkiyah. Qad aflaha man tazakkah. Qad aflaha man zakkah. And all the other ayat where you zakkihim, all that, that tazkiyah nafs. That is what is the tasawwuf which our ulama, and particularly in our fraternity, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah, in the recent times, he made it purified the soul. And he took out all the khurafat and the wrong things from it, and he purified it properly. Then in our Ahle Haq, our people, who follow also the soul, and Ahle Haq there, but unfortunately also, they give most emphasis on dhikr. The dhikr, definitely, it is a purifier. Dhikr purifies the heart. But all the islah talks are very little. And the main thing is islah in nafs. The skill to nafs. Then to summarize that, our Sheikh, rahimahullah, was returning from New York to Karachi many years ago. He was in transit in Damascus, Jewish airport. There Allah bless Hazrat has written part of a shah. And one share Hazrat there Allah blessing was La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed. It's Urdu, but it's all Arabic. The whole thing is Arabic. Kalma-e tawheed. Muqaddam hai. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed. That la ilaha comes first. That means all the negative. Take out all the term. Take out all the khairullah from the heart. That is the first thing in our deen, to take out the negative. Khair-e haq jab jaye hai, when all the untruth, all the batil, all the falsehood goes out of the heart. Khair-e haq jab jaye, to dil mein haq a jaye. Then without you inviting Allah, Allah comes into your heart. And the minute Allah comes into a person's heart, that is what is the tasawwuf. That person is a king of dunya and akhirah. When you got Allah, ek tu mera to har shay mein. If you are mine, everything is mine. Zameen meri, falak mera. The earth is mine, the heavens are mine. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. And if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. One meaning of this poem also is that if Allah is not yours, then your wife is your wife. But if you have displeased Allah, Allah is not with you, Allah is not yours, Allah will use that same wife to punish you. She will be a headache for you, she will be disobedient to you, you won't be able to give her talaq, situation will be sad. And you won't be able to come live with her also, and you can't even give her talaq and separate from her also. In this way, Allah will punish you if Allah is not yours. And you make Allah yours. Hadith al-Qudsi, man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. A person who corrects his matters between him and Allah, Allah is yours. Now you make tawbah, you correct your life. Aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqihi. Allah will correct your matters now between you and your creation. Your business you got. Your business is your business. But if you have displeased Allah, Allah will make that business such that you are borrowing money, putting more money, but the business is going down. And you can't sell your business. Nobody wants to buy it also. And you can't close your business also. And you are just going down. So the important thing, like if you want to catch a cat, if you don't know and you will catch the cat by the cat will turn around and scratch you very badly. If you want to catch the cat, catch it by the neck, and you got it properly. So problems we got is like the cat. And but we are catching the problems by the tail. Now, for example, with your wife, you go in court case, you go and make, what is your business, what fights you got, that won't solve your problem. Catch it by the neck, your matter, correct it with Allah. And Allah will correct your matter with the creation. So that has to come into us. So this deen, and deen is not the name of Ilmuddin. Ilmuddin, we all know, is izafi tarkib, mudaf ilay. And in izafi tarkib, in mudaf ilay, it's mughayyar. Mudaf is something separate. And mudaf ilay is something separate. The wheel of the car. Car's wheel. The wheel is not the car. It's part of the car, but it's not the car. So ilmuddin, ilm is part of deen, but ilm is not deen. Normally we understand when we did the Aura Hadith finished, so we got deen. We only still got ilmul deen. Deen we haven't still got, for that a separate effort is required. But generally we feel, now I must go and teach deen to the people. But still we only got ilmul deen. And in mudaf, mudaf ilay, the immediate maqsool is mudaf, ilm. But the ultimate maqsood, the real object, is the mudaf ilayh, is deen. Ilm is for the sake of deen. Ilm is not just for the sake of ilm, it is for the sake of deen. Deen must come into our lives. So many of us, even who run the madras, we give the students the star badly, and we tell them, you have completed now, but really they haven't completed stuff. Still, the amal of deen doesn't come into it. That is what is deen. So that is what really the tawfiq is, to bring that deen into our life. And before Maulana Akhlad, who is the grandson of Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani rahmatullah, famous Maulana Hussain and his grandson, he's in Muradabad, Shahi Madrasa, he's the principal. So he was visiting us and he explained that in the days of before, in our madaris, there was 90% tarbiyah and 10% ta'aleem. Then he changed. Till today, mostly hardly any tarbiyah, only ta'aleem. And ta'aleem also has become very weak also. And also, the tarbiyah, where there is Darul Iqama, and the students are staying in the madrasa, alhamdulillah, lots of tarbiyah, quite a bit can stand there. But yet, tarbiyah is a separate department, it has to be done separately. And where there isn't Darul Iqama, one time, one place I went, so girls were completing Mishkat Sharif. They asked me to do the completion. And I praised them a lot, and they were all high school, college girls, working class girls. So I said, mashallah, very good, you came, you learn Mishkat while you are working, everything. So the next day, we got the report that the same girls are walking around, hair open, top and pants, etc. So if that is an alima, then what will happen? So that is only ta'aleem, because the girls were coming for their classes. And they were accommodating them. You've got 1 hour after Maghrib, you come 1 hour. You've got 2 hours after Zohar, you come 2 hours. So, and the parents of the time, they are in the offices, they are in the schools, they are at home, and home TV 100% almost. No parda, hijab in our homes generally. So just only ta'aleem, it will produce the opposite effect. And now many people will say, this alima, and she dresses like this, why can't I dress? Many girls will tell their mother, that amma, ammi, you tell me I must dress like this, but see, apa, muallima, she dresses like this, so what's wrong with that? And many people who are pious will be facing a problem now. That whichever way some piety came into you, you went jamaat for example, you realize what is right, wrong, you are training your children, but now your children tell you, Mualima is dressing like this, Appa is dressing like this, so what big problems you will be facing. So that is the, so what we have to get is to get this reality of it. And there are two sides of the coin. On one side, your tazkiyah be made. The minute your tazkiyah is made, Allah comes into your heart, and now you've got connection with Allah, ma'arifat of Allah, and ta'alluq with Allah. Once that happens, then you realize yourself. Like our Shaykh says, raftar badal jaye, your way of walking. Guftar badal jayega, your talking will change. And kirdar badal jayega, your character will change. Everything of your change. Your friends will change. And now you are liking to go on the internet. Now you find more time for Quran Sharif, for example. You'll enjoy reading Quran. To sit in the masjid, you will enjoy that. At one time, you tried every excuse to go late, the last to masjid, and try to come out the first. But the minute your connection with Allah, you see now everything changes. So this is what will happen when Allah will come in down. So all there are only two things. Like Buzurgani Deen say, to reach Allah, only two steps. That one step on your nafs, and next step you are by Allah. One step on your nafs, next step you are in Jannah. So this is what we have to do, to learn to control. Even if you also, another thing, many of us we get deceived with our dressing also. I got kufya, topi, I got a beard, I got kurta, so I am pious. I look in the mirror always whenever I see a pious man. So I get inside convinced I am a pious man. But clothes don't make you a pious man. It's important. We have to dress according to Islam. But to think just because I wear this I'm pious, no, that is also not right. Similarly, our titles also deceive us. That I'm Maulana, I'm Sheikh, I'm Hafiz. And today, if I should have brought my iPad, some letters of ulama. And they are teaching also, but they are explaining their insight. A person's Islam will start when he admits that I got faults. If a person is ill, sick, and he says, no, I'm all right, I don't have to go doctor, how will he get better? The first and all drug addicts, alcoholics, all these people, our first stage is they're in a state of denial. I don't take drugs. I'm not an alcoholic. But they are. But they deny. So how can they get treatment? How can they get help? First point is when a person admits, I got faults. I am weak. I need help. I need some treatment. And generally for ulama to say that is very hard. Because we are alims. The whole community is behind us. And I must say I got faults. Very hard for us. But that is the first step. So some mashallah. When alhamdulillah, they listen to the talks quite often and everything. So they have written how many? And good, how many muftis have written? We started our qada namaz now, because we stress on this. Now you're a mufti, but you got qada namaz. How many of your namazes are qada? How many of our good apas? Because Ramadan women have to miss 3 to 10 fast every month, more or less, according to. And a person becomes lazy, they don't keep. Just one email now, one lady wrote that 180 fasts I've got. I find it very hard to keep it. And tell our matter with Allah, like if I'm owing you money, and then when I meet you also I want to try, I don't try, try and avoid you. So if we are owing Allah, so then our relationship with Allah can't be a proper relationship. If you've got qada salah, if you've got qada fast, etc. How many of our friends, mashallah, they heard that when they were, for example, in high school, college, just out of sheer naughtiness, they told the friends, see, I can drink cold drink while I'm fasting. And they broke their farad roza. Kafara, 60 rozas they have to keep. But now, mashallah, they are keeping it. 60 consecutive rozas, quite a few of our friends, one just now, he completed his 60 fast. So this consciousness, when that comes first, that is the first thing to admit. So our titles also deceive us. I'm Maulana, so I'm Jannati. You people, my congregation, you still have to work hard. But me, I'm Maulana. I'm going straight to Jannah. Or I'm Hafiz. I'm going, but how many wa'eeds for the ulama who don't practice, etc. The first people to start Adhar on the day of Qiyamah. The ulama who did things for name and fame, and the shaheed who became to be called that he became shaheed for name and fame, the generous person who spent but for name and fame, the qari, the alim, Okay? So we have, all that we have to take into consideration. Just not that I'm a Maulana, I'm a Shaykh, I'm Hafiz, I'm Qari, so I got no problem. I'm going straight to and the community, they prop us up all the time. You make dua for us. You are pious people. So we get deceived. Like one person who had a horse that was troubling a lot. Very disobedient. For 10 years he can't get this horse to be obedient. Like your car troubling you, giving you a lot of trouble. So he took it to the auctioneer to sell. Now the work of the auctioneer is to praise. Then he will sell the product. If he doesn't praise the product, nobody's going to buy. So he started praising, this horse is like this, the way it gallops on the water like it's going on the sea, and the way it crosses the waves and all that. That man told me, give my horse back. So he said, what? He said, well, my horse is so good. He said, 10 years experience, you know yourself how much your horse is struggling. 1 minute my praises and you will forget your 10 years experience. So our nafs, we know our nafs. But what means we forget our nafs just because some people praise us. So this is what is important, that we correct ourselves. That is absolutely. And for that, everyone, just imagine how Allah Ta'ala put it in the Quran Sharif. Kalla innal insana layadha. Arrahu istaghna inna ila rabbika rujaa. This is Surah Iqra. And the ayat before Iqra, wa rabbuka al-akram. Alladhi allama bil qalam. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانِ عَلَّمْ يَعْلَمْ. So this is all with ilm to do. اِقْرَى عَلَّمَ عَلَّمْ يَعْلَمْ. All to do with ilm. So when you didn't have أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You knew nothing whatsoever. Now Allah gave you knowledge. عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمْ عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانِ عَلَّمْ يَعْلَمْ. Then instead of being obedient to Allah, to be humble to Allah, Allah says, "Kalla inna insana layatgha." Now insan came from tughyan, from disobedience. After acquiring knowledge, you should have become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. But you have become disobedient. And you see him, "Arrahu istaghna," I'm independent. I know Quran Sharif, who are you to tell me? I'm an alim, I'm a sheikh. I know Hadith, Bukhari I have studied, Tirmidhi I have studied, all the kitabs I have studied. But remember, inna ila rabbika rujaa. A person who will keep his akhirat in mind. Returning to Allah, humbleness will come in that person. So generally, ulama, when they complete, they feel we know everything. Nobody must tell us. In front of others, we might say we don't know, but in front of the layman, the public, our families, etc., we carry on like we are out of this world. Okay? So, islah of the ulama is absolutely essential. That famous, it's a joke, but the moral in it is very great. That a person who needed an operation, the day of the operation, he went to the hospital to get his operation done. So the doctor saw that he's very, very tense, frightened, and very frightened. So doctor asked him, my friend, why are you so frightened, why are you so tense? So he said, doctor, first operation of my life. I'm a young man, 30, 35, young wife, small children, you don't put chloroform, you don't cut me up, if I don't come back to life, what will happen, first operation of my life? The doctor, to console him, told him, my friend, don't worry. Your first operation of your life you're going to have done. This is my also first operation I'm going to be. Now what will happen to the poor patient? And if it is that doctor who didn't learn how to do operation, in theory he got distinction, 100%. But housemanship, that he did not do. Practicals he didn't do. And if there is law in a country and we practice on that law, if a doctor has to just operate his surgery, forget doing operations, he's just in his surgery, they will not only close him, they will lock him up. So housemanship is absolutely essential. The same way with ulama, that we did our theory, we got full marks in tafsir, in hadith, everything, but if we did not do our housemanship. And what is housemanship? That we stay with old ulama and see how they treat people. And then we treat and they see how we treat. Like for example, which is a common practice in the khanqah, the sheikh, as he becomes more senior, more people write to him, and he can manage all the correspondence also. So he chose his muridin, the khulafa, that this is how I reply. Then he tells them, you people reply for the Islam, the people. Somebody is complaining, I find very hard to get up for Fajr, what must I do? Now what answer to give him? Somebody, all different things. Then the chef checks, is the answer right or not? Now they have done the housemanship. Some people come with their problems to the chef, husband and wife problem, and he let them also hear what's happening, and he let them see how he's handling the situation. Then some other problems, he hand it to them, you people solve this, and he watches how they do. Now they are trained practically. So that housemanship is absolutely essential for the ulama also. Like in the Quran Sharif, where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua when he built the Kaaba Sharif, he made this dua, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. So the Kaaba was built, now the work in the Kaaba must take place. And Kaaba is Ummul Masajid, that same work of Kaaba must take place in all the natural Kaaba also, all the other Masajid. And he made this dua for Imamul Mursaleen, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ulama'i are Waratatul Anbiya. So every alim also has to do this, and three things he made dua for. Yatlu alayhim ayatika, to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. So for that, that is mustalzam that we have to learn Quran Sharif, the makatib, the primary madaris where our Muslim children all learn to read Quran Sharif. That was the first duty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Manzoor Nomani, rahmatullah alayhi of Lucknow, has written that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established 6 madaris in Makkah Sharif while he was in Makkah. The most famous of which was Dar-e Arqam, by the barakat of which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became musharraf bil Islam. And in Medina Sharif, 9 madaris Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established. And the most famous was Suffa. Suffa was the Darul Uloom, was Darul Iqama, was the Khanqa, everything that we learned, the tarbiyat was made, everything. And in fact, he has written that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally taught also in the madrasa in Medina Sharif. On one occasion he was teaching surah to Nur, and then a occasion came to go out for jihad, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he took permission from the madrasa that I'm going for jihad. And when he came back, where he was teaching, he carried on teaching from there. So that also, so tilawat al-kitab. And once you have learned, give da'wah to people with the Quran Sharif. Use the Quran Sharif to invite people to Allah, which is a practice still today. When we give our bayan, amma ba'adu faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But today it is more rasm, just a formality. Whereas not long ago, the tilawat Maulana Ahmed Ali Lahori rahmatullah, very great alim. About say 50, 60 years ago roughly, he was in Lahore. When he used to make bayan, then about 40, 45 minutes he should make tilawat of Quran. And one place they were Shias for gaining ghalba, so they called him there to speak and explain to the people. And his reading of Quran was also, it just won your heart. And especially Surah Yasin, he should read such a way that a person's heart melts in front of him. So there he went and he read Surah Yasin. Just by reading Surah Yasin, the people's lives changed completely. And there in that one of gathering, he announced one time that a Shia will never be a Hafiz Quran. So one Shia man stood up and he says, Maulana, what you are saying is not correct. We have got a Hafiz. Shias have got a Hafiz. So he said, I'm going on journey for 3 days. After 3 days I will return. Bring your Shia Hafiz. If you bring him and he's a Shia and he's a Hafiz, I will be the first to become a Shia. So they took up the challenge. And they took a Sunni Hafiz, they gave him in those days 1,000 rupees, which was a very big amount of money. So he came and he said, I'm a Shia and I can read. So Maulana said, read Quran Sharif. So he said, from where must I read? He said, from wherever you want to. Then he was carrying on, where must I read? Maulana said, read Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Allah made it, he forgot the whole Quran. In that gathering he couldn't read even Qul Huwallahu Ahad. And then afterwards he admitted, they gave me this money and they told me that I must say I'm a Shia and I'm a Hafi. Then Maulana advised him, make Tawbah. He made Tawbah, then till the end of his life he only could learn so many surahs that he could manage his namaz. And he was a jayyid hafiz, very good hafiz, but the whole hifz was forgotten. So anyway, so this, our ulama should read a lot of Quran. Personally myself, I went to one madrasa jalsa in Bangladesh few years ago, and then about 20-30 minutes dhikr only they made. Then the bayan started. So this is softening the heart. Tilawat of Quran, dhikrullah. Like if we got a piece of ground and you want to plant something, if you don't plow the ground, don't make it soft, you just throw your seeds on top of the ground. And then you throw water or the wind blows, all your seeds will go. So our majma also, who we are making bayan to, by Quran, تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبْهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Quran Sharif has got this effect. It makes your heart soft. And then when you throw the pearls of hadith and the pearls of explanation of ayats of Quran, it has effect on the people. But when we don't do that, on a hard ground, we are throwing, people are coming from their business, people are, Juma time especially, people coming from their offices, from their shops and that, and we don't soften their hearts, and we are just throwing pearls, we are throwing the seeds, they just get, and they go back into their shops and offices, everything. The minute they are out of the surah, out of the masjid, then again they are the normal self again, laughing, talking, doing all the things that they put guys off the head normally, and they, if they roll up their trousers a little bit for salat, again they put it down. So we just, so we have to soften the heart first. So Quran Sharif is for that purpose. There was one Maulana Ayyub Surti in UK, in Bath. A very pious person, he passed away now, old man. And twice he gave me, he took a promise from me. That where you meet ulama, please tell them this, what I intend you. And this was that Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the writer of Fazail al-Ama, he went to Nizamuddin Barkas. He was returning back to Saharanpur again by road. And when you go by road, then you pass Jalalabad also. Jalalabad, Hazratji, Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to be. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told, let us visit Hazrat Ji, take his du'as, make salam, we visit him. So they stopped. Then when they stopped, Hazrat asked that first find out if Hazrat Masihullah Sahib is not doing some work, he's not resting, we mustn't disturb. When he's in a suitable time, we should go. So students are students. When they ask a student, immediately student said, Hazrat is resting. So then Hazrat said, come, let us go, then we must not disturb him, we must not cause him any inconvenience. They went away. Afterwards, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah came to know, Hazrat Shaykh came to visit me, and he told that student, I wasn't resting. Hey, why you told the wrong thing? And even if I was resting, person like Hazrat Shaykh came, you should wake me up even if I was resting. But then immediately the next day, Maulana Masihullah himself went to Sahar to go meet Hazrat Shaykh. When they went, alaik, salaik, salam, kalam, etc., then Hazrat Shaykh made one person leave his room. Then his khadim al-khas, who was his main person, only Hazrat Shaykh and Maulana Masihullah, two people were there. Then Hazrat Shaykh started crying. And in my life, I saw two people crying. There are many more people, but who I saw. One was Hazrat Shaykh, and one was our Shaykh, Hazrat Mahashah Hakimah, out of control. When they cry, when we laugh, then our stomach shakes, we're rolling on the ground and we're laughing, etc. But these people crying in the fear of Allah and in the love of Allah, Alhamdulillah, Allah showed me, I saw how they cry. It's unbelievable. And 20 minutes, 25, half an hour. Now Maulana Masihullah is getting feeling uneasy. Why is Hazrat crying so much?
And he can't even put in a word to ask Hazrat, why are you crying? Because he was crying so much, he couldn't even put in a word. When he got the chance, he said, what is the matter? If it is some private house matter, we are your khadims, we are here to help you. Nobody will know who sort out your problem. If it is some finance problem you got, then he will arrange the finance. Nobody will know what his and what respect you will organize by. What is the problem? Hazrat said, no, all problems like that. My problem, what is making me cry, that when students used to complete their studies, become farigh, they should come spend 6 months, 1 year in the company of Ahlullah. Now I see they all just going away. Straight away they are paid. In fact, many students, while they in Mishkat, they already, their jobs are fixed already. They got jobs already. And no islah has been made. So if the students are not doing their housemanship, they are not learning how to make the islah of the ummah, and they just going into the field, what is going to happen? So that is what is making me cry. So Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah said, to console Hazrat, he said, no Hazrat, still many students come to me for islah after they finish. He said, oh, is that the case? If that is the case, then it's alright. But we know, as we are sitting here, how many of us went for islah? And our Shaykh, when he discussed this subject, he quotes Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi, Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullahi, and Maulana Ashraf Ali Khani rahmatullahi, that in our time, at least 40 days you spend in the company of some Ahlullah, who your heart tells you, this is Allah wala, this is a Buzurg, this is Allah wala. And if it is your own Shaykh who you have become bear to, Nurun ala Nur, that is the greatest. But at least in some Allah wa Allah, some buzurg who your heart tells you, istafti qalbi fa'innahu khayrul mufti, that ask your heart, that in your heart say, this Allah wa Allah, he will lead me to Allah, will spend 40 days. And that is what is yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yu'allimuhum al-kitab wal hikmah. And then wa yuzakkihim. Most of us left out that. We did yatlu alayhim ayatika. Kitab, Quran Sharif tilawat we learn, we can read Quran, alhamdulillah, Allah shukar. Then we did yu'allimuhum al-kitab wal-hikmah, darul ulum, we study. But yuzakkihim, that we left out. And we know that tilawat al-kitab is the maktab, that is separate from darul ulum. Darul ulum work is separate and tilawat al-kitab work is separate. Tabligh work is another department. So all departments are absolutely essential. So the skia in nafs is also the most important. One time, now this is just also a story, Maulana Ahmad Khalil Ahmad, he was in Deoband, the famous big madrasa Darul, and there was one, the madrasa Asghariya, he was the principal, I think he has passed away now. Also the Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Ahmad Ali, he mentioned this to us, he said there was a king with three sons, and all three sons came of manageable age. And the neighbor's king had a daughter, and all three boys wanted to marry that daughter. So they told their father, we want to marry that girl. So the father said, if I take three proposals, nobody in the world will be stupid like me. You take one proposal, one person's proposal, and of your three, if I take one of your three's proposal, the other two will become my enemies. Because when a person wants to marry, he's desperate. And if he doesn't get the girl he wanted to marry, he'll become enemy of that person. So you people go yourself and you propose whoever he chooses, then that person will get married to that girl. So they went. So that king told, I've already decided from before, any person who has got some greatest achievement, kamal in him, I will give my daughter to him. For that I give you 2 years chance. Go and do some effort and bring some kamal. And money, as much as you want, you can take from me. Kings of before were very rich. So after 2 years, he came, he asked the first one, what achievement have you got? So he said, kashf, that I can see things which are, Allah shows me things which are, you should get married to the girl. But let us find out from the other two. Second one, he said, qayyul awd, that in 1 second, I can transport you anywhere you want to go. Now in Makkah Sharif, now in Nizamuddin, now Rayyan, now Paris, now New York, in 1 second I can transport you. And karamatul awliya haqq, this is, karamat of awliya is haqq. Then the third one, he said, I found such a medicine that a person can be as sick as he is, but you just give this medicine, he comes better.
So he said, okay, the first one, you tell me what's the condition of my daughter, the girl. So he looked, oh, very, very sick. She's going to die now, she's so weak, she's so sick. He told the second one, okay, you transport us there. So he transported all. He told the third one, you give the medicine. He gave the medicine, she came well. So none of the three can say, I saved the girl. If the first one didn't show her condition, she should have died. If he showed her condition but they couldn't reach there, she should have died. If they showed the condition, they reached there also but no medicine, she should have died. So he said exactly like that, the ulama of the ummah are showing the condition of the ummah in the light of Quran and Hadith. They got the quality of kashf. That if we disobey Allah, what will happen in the qabr, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah, if we are living our lives, how we are living, what will happen. Then Tabligh Jamaat are doing the work of Tayyul Ard. They are taking people to meet everyone, wherever you can think. Whether it's a jungle, concrete jungles, or whether it's a jungles in the, there, we meet my brother, very good brother, speak to him, mashallah, he's a good brother. Go to meet this one, meet that one, mashallah, he's a very good brother, speak to him, let us. Door to door, kush, inviting people, so they are doing that work. And the Kharka is giving the medicine. So if all three groups work together, then the ummah will get saved. And if any one group say only we are doing work and the others are wasting their time, we will break the ummah and we won't make the ummah. One time in the UK, Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was there. So when they were eating, they told Maulana that yes, some people say only this work is right, there is no other work, you must only do this work. Maulana didn't speak anything, he kept quiet. When he started his bayan, he started from here, that who say only eyes are necessary, tongue is not necessary. Who say only nose is necessary, ear is not necessary. Who say only brains are necessary, heart is not necessary. Hands are necessary, legs are not. He say everything is necessary. And the eyes work, the tongue cannot do. And the nose work, the ear cannot do. Everyone will do their own work. And they will work for one another. If you got hurt on your knee, for example, then your mind will work, I must go to doctor. Then your legs will work, your whole body to sit in the car, to drive till the doctor. Your hands will work to steer, etc. Your legs will work to press the pedals. When you come to doctor, your tongue will tell doctor, doctor, I got a pain here. So your whole body, that is when the ruh is in the body. So the ruh of the ummah is the unity of the ummah. When there is unity, if the I, it becomes separate, that I got nothing to do with this point. I'm going to be on my own. The I won't function. If the tongue wants to become separate, that I got nothing to do with this body, I want to be on my own. No, when all are united, they all will work for one another. So in this way, when the ummah will be united, then we will serve not only the ummah, the whole ummah will come right. Not only the ummah, mankind will come. When we are united and we work with one. But if we are pulling apart, and this pulling apart, not only outwardly, sometimes that even outwardly we are fighting with one another. That you are that group, my mizaj is this, my idea is this, that. And sometimes outwardly we meet, oh mashallah maulana, I haven't seen you a long time. But in the heart we got daggers. That, oh, this man, what he's doing is wasting his time. We are doing all the work. Outwardly, mashallah, manana, how, you must come more often. So nice to have you here. But in the heart, daggers are there. If you can, you can stab that person. So that also won't make the ummah. From inside also, Allah Ta'ala ya'alamu kha'inat al-a'yun wa ma tukhfi al-sudur. You have a house, for example. Building a house. First of all, in the house, most beautiful mansion, palace, but no toilet, your house is not complete. A thing like a toilet also has to be in that house. If there is no kitchen, there is no bedroom, anything, that house is not, everything has to be there. So every department of deen must be there, then deen will be complete. And when they build in the house, then if the plumber tells the others, you can please get out of my way, I have to work today, I don't want no one else to come work here, only I'm going to work. Then how will that? The electrician tell all that you will all get out of the way and nobody, only angry. Now all meet and understand. Give him a chance to work. Give him a chance to work. The house will get well. And you need a plumber to make the house. You need an electrician. You need a bricklayer. You need the engineer. You need the architect. You need everyone. Then your house will get well. In a government, if the police force say we are the most important, and the education people are wasting their time, how will that country work? How will it function? If the education people say we are most important, hospital people are wasting their time. Now all work together and all accommodate one another, then the functioning of this country will take place and it will carry on. So every work is necessary. I will end inshallah on this. Shah Khalid Kurdi rahmatullah alayhi was a very, very great alim from Kurdistan, but he was stationed in Sham, in Syria. He was teaching, he was a great mufti. He used to give, and fatwa also he used to give, and waaz, nasihat also, he was khatib, everything he was. But himself he realized, I haven't still got connection with Allah. Like that we all believe in Allah. But that connection, like the president of Malaysia, we have a president or prime minister. Prime minister. I'm sure all know him by name. But who know him personally? Perhaps nobody know him personally. And one is so, to know a person just by name, we know Allah by name. But to have that personal contact, that is called nisbat ma'Allah, ta'alluq ma'Allah, to know Allah personally. And so how much more you make your ta'alluq, that so to say, whenever you want to, you can go by Allah Ta'ala. I usually say this, that our officers of government, other officers, normal office hours may be also about 9 to 4, more or less, 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock more or less. But Allah's office hours are 24 hours. Allah is not 9 to 4, Allah is 24 hours. And yeah, many times if you go to the office or you phone, then they tell you the boss is not in. Or the boss is busy, the boss is in a meeting. When a person will so to say phone to Allah, and to phone is just to put your hands together. You don't need airtime, you don't have to be on contract, your battery doesn't have to be full or flat or anything. You just put your hands together, you have made phone call. And Allah hasn't kept a secretary to tell you that the boss is in a meeting now. Or the boss is out, he's gone out for a holiday, or he should be back in 2 weeks' time. And never ever also, by Allah, if you so to say, you phone him, and the secretary, and you hear a pre-recorded message for English press 1, for Malay press 2, for Indonesian press 3, never ever. And if you got no language, you are dumb, Allah will also hear what you got to say. And if you are deaf, you can't hear, you will hear Allah. Allah will put it in your heart. So Allah, any time you can approach Allah. So to build this, and it comes clearly in the hadith. And some people make dua, the malaika say, who is this? We never heard this voice before. Because you never hear connection. And some other people, when they make dua, malaika, we know this. And they come to your help immediately. So just like that, of this connection with Allah. So Shah Khalid Kurdi rahmatullah alayhi himself, such a great alim and famous, maqbool and mashhoor, but he realized, I haven't got this contact with Allah. For that he decided in those days, many years ago, maybe about 300 years ago, let me make Hajj, and in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, great, great awliya are present. So let me go there and I'll meet somebody and I will ask somebody to make my connection with Allah Ta'ala. So he went first to Medina Sharif and he stayed how long he was going to stay. Those people should stay very long. Not today's 1 week. If you get 8 days in Medina Sharif, you're lucky. But those days, 6 months, 1 year, they should stay very long. So he stayed, and a lot of dars were carrying on in the haram. He listened to all the dars, but his heart was not taking to anyone. That click is necessary. To reach Allah, to make Allah, you need that click in your heart. That this person, yeah. And then you see, you fly to Allah when you get that click, the right click. So he was not clicking with anyone. So one day, one alim was making dars, and he said, very fortunate is that person whom Allah has given help. ilm of deen, and he practices on their deen, and he teaches the deen everything. So you say, all that is respecting me. And then that alim also said, and who got connection with Allah Ta'ala. So he said, that is what I'm looking for. So he went to that alim, he said, if you give me permission, I want to say one word in your dars. He said, no problem, say. He said, all what you told, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me. But I haven't got college. For that I have come here. Anyway, he said, his time came to go to Makkah Sharif for Hajj. So one buzurg, he should set quite a bit by him, one great Allah wala. So he went to him and said, like today we go, make dua for me, I'm going for Hajj now, please give me some advice. So that Allah wala gave him this advice, that when you go to Makkah Sharif and you enter the Haram of Makkah, in whichever condition you see whoever, don't have any aitiraz, don't have any objection to anyone, even in your heart. He gave him this advice, he went. Allah Shah, when he went in the Haram of Makkah, the first his eyes fall on an old man whose back is to the Kaaba Sharif and his legs are stretched out. Immediately it came in his heart. This respect, the enemy of Kaaba Sharif, that Buzurg called him immediately come. When he went, he asked, what did that Buzurg in Medina give you advice? He got a shock. He gave his hand, make me better. So he says, your share is in India. That Buzurg told him, your share is not by me, your share is in India. He was a Talib-e-Sadiq. This is also very important. That a person who is a Talib-e-Sadiq, that I want this, I want. Like a child, sometimes it has that zip that I must get this, I must, it's crying. That a person, when he got that, he will get it. This is, for example, we haven't got truth, talib. That I want to become an alim, for example. If my passport come, I will go. If I get my visa, I'll go. If somebody finance me, I'll go. That is not talib-e-sadiq. No, I want to go. Wow, all the time, meeting people, how to do it. So he had talib-e-sadiq. So after Hajj, he did not go home. Because he was told, you go to India. He went to India in those days. When he went to India, they are also looking everywhere, all great, great Buzurgs, pious people. Finally he came to Delhi, where Mirza Jani Jana Rahmatullah Ali was a very great Buzurg, he is Khalifa. Mirza Shah Ghulam, that was his name. So he came to him there, his heart clicked, that this is the man. So he told him, I want to come here for this purpose, I want to make connections. Say, no problem, you stay here for one chilla. And what I tell you to do, you do that. So he showed him wazifa, showed him zikr, what to do, etc. This was the time of Shah Abdul Aziz, the son of Shah Waliullah, the famous Shah Waliullah, his son, Shah Abdul Aziz. So Shah Abdul Aziz heard, oh, great, Arab alim has come here to India for tazkiyah, for tasawwuf. So he went and meet him. When he went and meet him, he sent a message. I'm sorry, I can't meet you because at the moment I am doing my tazkiyah, I'm doing my operation. And I can't meet you now. But when I finish, you are very great alim. It is your respect and your right that I will come to you. You don't please come to me, I will come and visit you. Anyway, he completed his 40 days like that. And Allah gave him what he was looking for. Either tawajjuh of the sheikh, and he got his nisbat, ta'alluq ma'Allah. When he returned, then Allama Sayyid Mahmud Al-A'lusi Al-Baghdadi, Mufassir of Ruhul Ma'ani, became his murid and his hadith. Allama Ibn Abidin Shami, Fatawa Shamiya, all Hanafi ulama till today give the fatawa on Allama Ibn Abidin Shami's fatawa. He became his murid and his khalifa. So this is when we are made, then rijal will be produced. And when men are produced, one person can't do the whole. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he produced men, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Zar Ghifari, Khalid ibn Walid, Allah, the who and who, Islam spread in the whole world. So we also have to produce men. That is mardum sazi, to produce men. That is what we have to do. So this is when they did that, when you are made, you will be able to make others. If we are not made, how are we going to make us? The famous saying in Urdu, you have to first become murabba, then you can become a murabbi. If you don't become murabba, your tarbiyat is not made, how are you going to make tarbiyah for other people?
Our Shaykh's one poem, I will end it inshallah on that.
Now this is a very beautiful poem.
Khirat brains. Mahwa hayrat hai uz zuma se.
Brains are astonished at that tongue.
Jo bayan karti hai aho fuga se. That makes bayan
what the feeling of the heart.
That your heart is in your bayan. Not that you are using big jawbreakers, like one friend of ours, old man, he said in some Maulana's bayans, when you sit, you have to sit with a dictionary. And there's such big jawbreakers they use that you have to check up what's the meaning of this. But no, you're giving your bayan from your heart. And what comes from the tongue will go into the tongue. What comes from the mind will go into the mind. What comes from the heart will go into the heart. So,
khirat brains mehwa hayrat hai us zubaan se jo bayan karti hai aahon fuga se logat ta'beer karti hai maani language dictionary will tell you the meanings of the words mohabbat kehti hai dil ki kahani but love tells you the story of the heart if you have love for the people must get saved from all fitna, hot weddings, dressing of our youngsters, our women, how they are dressing, how they are carrying on, that fikr souls, that burning in the heart. When you make bayan like that, that comes from the heart.
Logat ta'beer karti hai mahani, muhabbat kehti hai dil ki kahani, kahan paaoge shams-e-baazigha mein. Shams-e-baazigha, your very high kitabs in philosophy and logic. Before it was in Dars-e-Nizami. Today, even out of Dars-e-Nizami, you will find very hard for somebody to teach you those kitabs. But anyway, in the kitabs of logic and philosophy, where will you find nihaj or dard hai dil ke hashiya? That love of Allah, that fear of Allah, which is in the hashiya, the marginal notes of the heart, where will you find that in those kitabs? Are yaro, oh my friend, jo khaliq hai shakar ka, he who is the creator of sugar, sugar, jamal-e-shamska, the beauty of the sun, noor-e-qamar ka, the light of the qamar, mat poocho halawat naam khuda ki, don't even ask, you can't imagine the sweetness of the name of Allah, lazzat naam ki briyai ki, the enjoyment in taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, you can't even imagine, lekin ye daulat milti hai kahan se, where do you get this treasure? You get all the beauty here, Allah wa'ala. You get this treasure, Allah wa'ala. Unki dua, unki sohbato se, or unki dua'o se. By the sohbat and the dua. So this Allah will give. Ar-Rahman, you want to know who is Ar-Rahman? Fas'al bihi khabira. Those who are informed of Rahman, ask them who is Rahman. A person who knows directions, he will be able to give you directions. If one person was traveling on the road, he came to crossroads, four roads, crossroads. He didn't know, must I go straight, must I go right, must I go left. Now on the side, there was one person who was sleeping, and another person who was awake, sitting next to him. So he doesn't know his direction, who must he ask? The one who's sleeping or the one who's awake? The one who's awake also don't know. That's why he's sitting there. Yeah, so the one who's sleeping is waiting till he wakes up, he knows the direction. So we also, we want to reach Allah. First of all, we must know who to ask. Then ask that person. And then he will direct us to Allah. Ar-Rahman, Allah al-Qur'an. Allah is most merciful, most kind. That is why Allah taught us Qur'an. Otherwise, we were not fit to get, but because Allah is so merciful, He has taught us Quran, and Quran, hudal lil muttaqin, it is a GPS, it is our navigator to reach Allah Ta'ala. So you have Kitabullah and Rijalullah, you have to reach, you will find Allah Ta'ala. So this is what really the sum total of the Tasawwuf is, and some aspects of it, that it is our Islah and Ta'allum. And once that is done, a person himself will feel the difference in his life. And for that, just wishful thinking and only du'as also will not be enough. We will have to make that effort of going in the company of somebody who we feel is Allah wala, And also,
when Allah gave the command, Ya ayyuhalladhina aminu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, it was fazlan, ajib on Allah that He keeps sadiqeen.
Allah could not give us a command that you be with the sadiqeen, and there are no sadiqeen on the earth.
Okay, that means it is taqlifin ala
iman. So fazlan, nothing is wajib on Allah. Allah is above everything. But fazlan, Allah will see to it always they are sadiqeen.
So it is for us to look for the sadiqeen.
And then kunu amar sila, istimrar, stable.
And then sidq niyat will come in you.
Sidq amal will come, sidq lisan will come into you.
Stable lisan. Anyone got any question?
Which one? That one? What I told? Which?
Nowadays.
Gee, I was saying, Maulana Akhlad, I think I left it. First he said that, 90% there was tarbiyat, it was. But halat have changed. For whatever reason, now it's no more included. Darul Uloom Jovan at one time was such that from the principal right to the sweeper, all were Ahl al-Nisbah. They had ta'alluq with Allah. But now it is completely changed. And whatever, see for example, we are in Malaysia, everywhere, South Africa, the whole world. 50 years ago, maybe I think, there was no tabligh work. There was 60, 70 years, there was no tabligh.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah,
Alhamdulillah, Tisa. Maybe 50 years ago, no Darul Uloom in Kuala Lumpur. Now, MashaAllah, there are Darul Uloom. So, for whatever reason, in the history of the Ummah, the enemy, Shaitan, is working overtime to take out this. So our darulums became less. Tabligh work went out of the Ummah. And Khanka work completely out of the Ummah. In the time of Imam Ghazali, what big Khanka there was. In the time of Hazrat Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri, what big Khanka. Many big Khankas there were in the world.
But slowly everything got changed.
Nothing. So now Allah is making fazal on the Ummah again. See now, at one time, so many ulama for Kuala Lumpur, I don't think you could have. Maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, like this ulama, I don't think so. But today, mashallah, today somebody was saying that at one time we had a small tarawih, alam tarat tarawih also, no hafiz. But today hafiz can't find place. So alhamdulillah, Allah. So the same way, this was all in our nizam, but it went down. Now today Allah, it's only Allah's fazal, it's coming again. Any other? Manana, appreciate it. Many of our friends, they come there, mashallah, Allah's fazal. They say, all our questions were answered in the bayah. All the questions we did were answered. But if anyone has, inshallah, you'll be after Mabit, those who are here, they'll be there, inshallah. Very little time left. Bismillah.
And don't forget Bismillah before we start.